Are we taking failure out of our girls' diet? Are we stopping them from failing? Are we stopping them from screwing up? Are we stopping them from trying adventurous things, particularly physically when they're young? Because that then starts this pattern of discouraging our girls from taking risks.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix. It's a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. We're really excited to have Caddy Kay back as a guest on the podcast. Caddy is the lead anchor of BBC World News America. In 2014, Caddy and Claire Shipman released a book entitled The Confidence Code. The book resonated deeply with women and became a bestseller. As a follow-up, Caddy and Claire wrote The Confidence Code for Girls, which shares how young women can practice and live a confident life. In this episode, Caddy will share with us how to build confidence, the dangers of perfectionism, and how all of us have a role to play in supporting girls to be more confident. While conducting their research for the first book, Caddy and Claire found that the confidence gap between men and women starts early on.
And I think it was always in the back of our mind, as soon as we started doing the research for the adult book, that we needed to address this with girls.
Here, Caddy shares the key factors that contribute to the confidence gap in women and why this is a critical issue for girls.
So I think it's a combination, you know, probably a rather unsatisfying answer, but it's a combination of nature and nurture. That what happens around puberty for girls is we get this huge flood of estrogen into the body, and estrogen has many wonderful qualities. It makes us, you know, empathetic. It turns us into women who are very good at listening. We have high EQ. We can read a room, all of those great qualities. Downside is that it can tend to make us more cautious. And at the same time, of course, boys in puberty are getting flooded with testosterone, which we know drives risk-taking. There have been studies done on this, the correlation between testosterone and risk. And so girls are getting a hormone that biologically tends to make them more cautious, at the same time that boys are getting a hormone that tends to make them more risk-takers. And taking risks is closely related to growing your confidence. You can't grow your confidence unless you're prepared to take risks. At the same time, there's a nurture element, which is that as that girls get this feedback loop from parents and teachers, often unwittingly, that being a good girl is something they should aspire to. And I don't mean that in the kind of, you know, bows and laces and, you know, all things sweet sense. I mean more in the sense of, you know, colouring in the lines and following the rules. What teacher who has 24 kids in a classroom isn't at some level very pleased to know that half her classroom is going to be well behaved, follow the rules, put their hand up when they have the answer, do show and tell perfectly? And that kind of also produces a slightly vicious circle of telling our girls, you know, you're such a good girl because you're following all the rules and you're being so perfect. And so you get this kind of perfect storm of science and environment, which encourages our girls to become people pleasers and perfectionists. And all of those things mitigate against taking risks and growing confidence.
Given that confidence is such a critical issue for girls, it's important to understand when this starts to take hold and how this negatively impacts girls. Here Kay shares what their research found.
So for the book, we commissioned with a big survey research company here in the US, the biggest company that specializes in looking at youth issues. And we found that between the ages of 8 and 14, girls lose about a third of their confidence and they never really recover it. So the drop-off starts around 8, 9. Until then, girls are just as confident as boys that they can achieve whatever they want to achieve. But I'm also going to posit that, you know, any parent of a toddler who's gone to the playground has seen the different ways girls and boys are treated. You know, it's fine for boys to fall off a bike and get dirty and scrape their knees, but, you know, a girl falls off a monkey bar and she's often discouraged from trying it again. So I think we should watch ourselves as parents from a much younger age. Are we taking failure out of our girls' diet? Are we stopping them from failing? Are we stopping them from screwing up? Are we stopping them from trying adventurous things, particularly physically when they're young, because that then starts this pattern of discouraging our girls from taking risks.
The confidence gap girls experience early on continues into later life. Here Kay shares some of the long-term impact.
So I think what happens is that what's happening in puberty, and the other thing that this survey showed us, another interesting thing, is that girls become terrified of failing. Teenage girls reported, 3/4 of them, I think it was, and you'd have to check the survey data from when the book came out, but it's something like 3/4 of girls say that they become very afraid of failing. And I think it's that fear of failure that really carries through into university life and into your 20s. And it's that that stops you from doing all of the things, you know, that you and I have talked about before, that encourage girls to grow their confidence and women to grow their confidence. Because you grow your confidence by getting out of your comfort zone, trying new things, overcoming hurdles. If you're terrified of failing, the prospect of doing that is much less. You're just going to be much less likely that you're going to take those risks and try those new things.
It's not just your internal dialogue that has a role to play in building your confidence. Your environment shapes a lot of this too. Here, Caddy talks about the role that social media plays in how girls build their confidence.
So there's this great expression that I heard from a psychologist, which is that girls tend to be much more than boys, catastrophists. And they will go from, I've got a B- in a quiz, to I'm going to fail middle school, I'm going to fail high school, I'm going to end up living under a bridge, no one's ever going to talk to me again, and my family's going to disown me, and I'm going to have no friends, in about the space of 20 seconds. And that's the kind of internal dialogue you're talking about, right? That any setback or hitch with a friend, or you don't get into the school play, or you get a worse grades than your friends, or you're less popular on Facebook, or fewer likes on Instagram than your other people in your class, you very quickly go into a position in your head where you lose perspective and it becomes terrible, becomes catastrophic, your failure. That's where the sort of internal dialogue goes. And the indications are that social media is tougher on girls than it is on boys. It's very hard to have that sense of perspective, to put it down, to take a break, the necessary break that you need to take in order to tackle failure or to tackle a setback. That doesn't exist for girls anymore because it's there on their phone with them 24/7. The other problem with social media is that it encourages the perfectionism, of course, that you want to have, you know, the best Instagram page, you want to present a perfect picture of yourself online, even if that is slightly a fake picture. And that just encourages girls to feel that, you know, they need to be perfect rather than being real and authentic and screwing up and messing up in the way that all humans do.
While the book is written for 8 to 13-year-old girls, Caddy says that it's also a helpful resource for adults to better understand some of the key challenges that girls face.
Because it gives very concrete tools on how we can help as parents to get our girls through those moments, you know, when they feel they have met an upset and so they're shying away from taking risks again or getting back in the saddle. And the book is very much geared as a practical guide to doing all of that. One thing we found from our survey that's interesting is that fathers are actually much better at spotting this drop-off in confidence in their daughters than mothers are. And I think that's, you know, probably because women assume that we're going to stop raising our hands and stop taking risks and stop putting ourselves in risk situations professionally. We do it ourselves, and so we kind of think, oh, well, it's perhaps normal that our girls will do it. And I think fathers are such a key part of this because they are the ones who are saying, you know, our daughters are so talented and smart and effective, and then suddenly they see them, you know, not wanting to raise their hand in class. They can't understand why their daughters are doing it.
Boys also play an important role in shaping girls' confidence. This starts with teaching boys how to treat girls, and every adult can set the standard by role modeling these behaviors themselves.
If you have boys in your family, what kind of role model do you give them? Do you, as a father, mansplain to your wife? The flip side of that is, you know, on the perfectionism thing, the best way to stop your daughter being a perfectionist is for you not to be a perfectionist either. And, you know, even if it means inventing them, come home and tell your children, boys and girls, about, you know, your failures and your upset, and show them that, you know, it's okay, it's part of normal life. You know, what mothers can do, the corollary of that, I think, in terms of our boys, is is get them to be aware, I think, of the fact that, you know, if a girl has raised her hand and is saying something in class, you don't just jump in and speak over them.
Caddy is a mother of four and fully versed in the challenges children face growing up. Here she shares how the book has changed her own approach to parenting and why we should encourage young women to take risks.
I have two girls, one of whom was growing up a kind of classic good girl, and the other not so much. And I think my big takeaway from this book is to be really careful about encouraging this good girl syndrome in your girls, because they will fall for it every time, because it gives them that reward that they are sometimes biologically predisposed to anyway. Because we're doing a bait and switch on our girls. We're encouraging them through school to get A grades and put their heads down and perform like superstars. And then we get them into the workplace where those things don't give us rewards anymore, where we get rewards for advocating for ourselves and standing up for ourselves and speaking out and taking risks and not doing everything perfectly, you know, not crossing every I and every T, but taking on the big projects and dealing with failure and letting stuff roll off our back. Just watch yourself. Are you encouraging in your daughter that sense of, you know, perfectionism?
The overarching message from Caddy's work is to encourage all girls and women to get more comfortable with failure and try to learn from it. She says this is the key to living a more confident life.
If you are going to pursue being perfect, you are never going to be confident, because it's a totally unattainable goal that will stop you and limit you in your life. It's okay to fail. In fact, it's from failure. I mean, it sounds a bit of a cliche. It's from failure that good things happen. Beyond that, it's okay to fail, because everybody fails in your life. Your mother, your teacher, your father, your best friend, you know, the guy you have a crush on. Everybody you know at some point is going to fail. And so you've got to learn how to deal with failures. And if you don't learn how to deal with failures, every time you meet a hurdle in life, it's going to stop you. It's going to stop you from doing all the fantastic things that you could be doing, because you will feel that you don't want to take that risk. But actually, if you can learn to manage failures and realize you can bounce back from it, you're going to have so much more fun and you're going to go so much further.
I really enjoyed this conversation with Caddy, not just because I have a daughter, but because I think confidence is something that all of us struggle with from time to time. Supporting women starts with supporting girls, and each of us can encourage young women to take risks and embrace failure as a way to learn. In today's insights, we'll talk about the ways you can be more confident at work. In a 2018 study that surveyed more than 1,000 women, researchers found that women are less likely to take risks. This is in contrast to men, who tend to overestimate their capabilities and consequently take bigger risks. This confidence gap creates a lot of challenges for women's careers. For example, research finds that women tend not to apply for jobs unless they meet 100% of the requirements. However, men apply for jobs when they meet only about 60%. There are a few things that women can do to manage this confidence gap. First, know and leverage your strengths. Take time to think about all your strengths rather than dwelling on the things that you can't do well. Second, view mistakes as learning experiences that help you grow. Don't let failure make you afraid to take risks. Third, find a role model who is a risk taker. This role model could be a leader or employee within your organization who challenges the status quo and isn't afraid to innovate. This will help you see where you can challenge yourself. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you guys again in the next episode.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.